Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. Hey, guys, we are super excited to have you joining us here for another phenomenal show, as always. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for those that are tuning in. From Twitter, if you're listening from Twitter, hey, I'm at Charvette on Twitter. You can holler at me. Those that are listening in from Facebook, hello, at Charvette on Facebook. Those that may be listening from, Instagram, LinkedIn, we say, hey, how you doing? Gotta give a big shout-out to all those that are listening from my mobile app. Yeah, I have a free mobile app you can download on any of your devices. Just search for Charvette in your app store. We appreciate you that are listening in. And so, listen, let me tell you about today's guest. I tell you what, our first segment is going to feature a young lady, Jay Renee. She is a sought-after beauty industry professional. She is an author. Brand new book out, The Upgrade. We're going to talk all about it. She's a speaker, and she currently serves as the president and CEO of all things Jay Renee Incorporated. Listen, she is a celebrity experienced hairstylist and makeup artist. Her work has been seen in national publications such as Jet Magazine and Bride Today Magazine. Also on various television shows and networks such as GMC and BET and ABC, and live broadcasts such as the CMA Awards and the Stella Awards. You have seen her makeup and hair styling techniques, and I'm telling you what, we are excited to chat with her today about the new book that she has out called The Upgrade. And then, listen, in our second segment, we'll be moving on in and talking to a young lady who is right here in the capital city of Richmond, right here with me, Nina Jacobs. Listen, I had a chance to meet Nina. I was at a networking event. Big shout out to She Empower. And I'm telling you what, She Power and Maya Harris. And so I was at a networking event, and Nina sits down in front of me. She sits down in front of me, and so, you know, you do the normal kind of stuff. What do you do? This is what I do. What do you do? And so she started talking about how she helps you declutter, how she is a professional organizer. Oh, my goodness. And we got into talking about the levels, that there are different levels of clutter. And so as we're talking, I'm like, wait. This is a show. I got to have you on the show. So I'm really excited that we have Nina Jacobs is coming up in the second segment. And she really is on a mission to help you with your physical, mental, and emotional clutter. She's going to talk about how that may be holding you back in your life, and she is here to talk all about that. She specializes really in organizing. She specializes in aromatherapy, and I'm telling you what, also in emotional freedom technique. She is going to be able to tell us all about that. And I do want to mention that she is the vice president of the Richmond chapter of the National Association of Professional Organizers. So big shout out there. And, you know, I think shows such as Hoarders, which, of course, are, you know, very extreme, but I think they have highlighted this thing called hoarding, this thing called clutter. But you're going to hear some really cool things that when we get into the levels, you're going to say, oh, my goodness, that one level, if I have this going on, that could mean I have clutter in my life. The answer is going to be yes. So anyway, you're going to hear all about that later. So this is what I want you to do. Definitely jump on Facebook. Tell them what you're listening to. Jump on Twitter. Tell them, hey, come on over and check out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. If you're on charvette.com, we say hey there, listening from our main station. And, of course, all of our rebroadcast stations, we say hello and welcome. So we're going to go to a music spotlight in just a second before we get started with our interviews. Before the Rainbow, this features, oh, my goodness, Allison Lilly, who is from Richmond, Virginia. We had her on the show. And so, listen, I just want you to be able to hear Before the Rainbow. She's going to talk. You're going to hear all about it right now. And here we go, Before the Rainbow. If you don't know who that young lady is, let me tell you, you will know very shortly. Listen, we're going into our next music spotlight with Leon Timbo. This is just called Smile. You know what? Just smile right now. Just smile. Yeah, you could be in the room by yourself. You could be in the car by yourself. You could be wherever. Just go ahead and smile. This is Leon Timbo. Smile.
I thought I'd write a love song today. There's so much I gotta say. like things for not walking away. You know everybody else did. When there's dark clouds in the sky, the sun will always shine, because you're in my life. Baby, you are beautiful, wonderful, my world, my favorite girl. I love you, baby, I love you. I love to kiss you, hold you. If I haven't told you, come closer. Let me show you why. You made me smile. I'm gonna keep you here for a while. And you made my problems go away. I'm gonna be with you for always. Girl, sweeter than lemonade, cooler than shade. Take my breath away. I'm blessed that you came. I'd walk 1,000 miles just to see you smile, to hang out for a while. Honey, you are beautiful, wonderful, my world, my favorite girl. I love you, baby, I love you. I love to kiss you, hold you. If I haven't told you, come closer. Let me show you why. You made me. I'm gonna keep you here for a while. And you make my problems go away. I'm gonna be with you for always. Come on, baby, smile for me. Ooh, baby, just smile.
Him. I call that like lifestyle music, you know, written to his wife. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Check him out. Check him out right there. All right, listen, we're ready to move right on in to our first featured interview, Jay Renee. She's hanging out in the virtual green room again, widely sought after beauty industry professional, author, new book, The Upgrade. She's a speaker, and she serves as president and CEO of all things J. Renee Incorporated, and I'm telling you what, I'm going to the green room right now to pick her up and bring her up to the mic so that she can share with us and we can hear about the upgrade. J. Renee, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So let's chat. Tell our listeners about All Things J. Renee, about your company.
Well, All Things J. Renee is a company that essentially houses everything that I am and everything that I do. I'm a hairstylist and makeup artist by trade. I'm an author. I'm a speaker as well as a businesswoman. I own an online store and an extension hairline, and everything falls under the umbrella of inspiration, transformation, and motivation, which is the three guidelines that guide my company.
Wonderful. And so with doing all those things, how did you have time to sit down and write a book?
Well, honestly, I didn't. That's why it took me so long.
Right.
But I started writing The Upgrade several years ago when I was a freshman at Tennessee State University. Mm-hmm. And over the years, the initial concept of the book changed, or the initial concept of the book, I should say, was geared towards younger women. But as I began to work in the beauty industry, I began to come in contact with more and more women that were older and out of my initial target that were dealing with the issue of dissatisfaction in terms of their image. So consequently, I trashed the book and I started over. And 6-7 years later, the upgrade is done.
Wow. And so with this book, you have a really, your message is about hope and healing for women. And so what have you seen, I would say, in your career, you know, in the beauty industry, you know, what is holding women back concerning how they look and how that impacts how they feel?
But what I've discovered is that there is definitely a psychological reason why we look the way we look. There's an internal explanation for the external woman, and a lot of times women struggle with changing the external woman because they never get to the root of the issue. We'll go through temporary changes, we'll change our hair here, may put on a different outfit there, and then we end up back at the same place where we're still ultimately dissatisfied. So whether it be mental, emotional, spiritual, circumstantial, whatever the issue may be, there is, like I said, definitely a psychological reason behind it. And over the course of my tenure in the beauty industry, I've literally encountered, I mean, probably in the thousands of women that, that you know, are dissatisfied. And, you know, I've seen issues from, you know, ill marriages to, you know, mothers that put everybody in the family first and just kind of let themselves go. To, you know, growing up in motherless households and just never really having someone instill that wisdom and that self-esteem in them. So, I mean, it's a wide range of issues.
Well, and do you think society and media and reality TV have played a heavy role in these kind of outlooks that people have on themselves?
Oh, definitely. I think as long as entertainment has been entertainment, it's played a role. But I think as, you know, time has progressed and social media especially has become as big as it is, and we literally, our entertainment on a daily basis is the reality, or so we think, of other people. We're constantly comparing ourselves, whether consciously or subconsciously, we're comparing ourselves to the images that we see. And we really have false expectations, or unrealistic, I should say, unrealistic expectations for the day-to-day woman. And, social media, I really believe, has been, especially in the last few years, I mean, even, it's so funny how, you know, being a hairstylist, you know, women are constantly coming and asking, you know, can you do this, can you do that for me, or whatever. And 9 times out of 10, the things that they ask for are pictures of people that they saw on social media. And most of the time, they're not celebrities. They're just random women that they saw on the internet. And that's just the day and the time that we live in, the exploitation of our personal lives for other people's entertainment.
And you know what? And the thing about it is that social media, and we all do it, you know, it's always your best foot forward. It's always
exactly.
The mountaintop. It's always the, it's
exactly.
Not just the average. We don't share, or the misses or the mistakes. We don't share that.
Exactly.
We just showcase the wins. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're chatting with Jay Renee, a new book out, The Upgrade. All right. So this book is really for really any woman, and it has a note on the cover that says, look your best, feel your best, be your best. So certainly best is a key theme there. Any tips that you give in the book that will help women move in this direction?
Well, the first thing I address in the first half of the book is really understanding. It's so important that not only you understand your issues, but you understand who you are, where you are, and where you want to be. That is the first step in truly being able to transform and love the woman that you see. A lot of women struggle with this process because of the fact that they just don't even know who they are. They don't know what they believe. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they represent, that they're just existing. So it's so important to have an accurate understanding of who you are. Secondly, where you are, what are your current circumstances in life, what are you dealing with, what is your reality? And lastly, where are you going? And this is where you're going is probably, you know, more important than all three, just because, you know, you don't get in your car and drive without a destination in mind. So
that
it's
is
very
so
important.
True.
It's very important that you know where you're going. You have a clear direction for the woman that you want to be, the lives that you want to touch, and the effect that you want to have.
All right. Well said. Well said. And so I jumped over to your website, and listeners, you can go visit allthingsjrenee.com, allthingsjrenee.com. If you're on charvette.com, the link is right there on our blog post. And so I love on the page about the book, you have a statement, and it says, I wrote this book for you. And I want to read a couple of these kind of descriptions, if you will, just one sentence, one-liners, and have you kind of give some commentary on that. So on the page about the book you have, I wrote this book for you. And then one of the first things you have is, you're not happy with the way you look. So you wrote this book for somebody that might be feeling that way. And this book is it going to help them focus in other areas? Can people change the way they look? Or what's going to really help that person with that statement?
Well, really, I focus more so on change. Well, two things, acceptance and change. The reality is we have more power to control our circumstances than we realize. And that's really what I'm addressing in the book. Many of the dissatisfactions that we have with our physical image are things that are in our control. I'm not promoting or pushing, you know, going and spending thousands of dollars to get your entire face reconstructed. But I am suggesting that simple things like a change of hairstyle or different wardrobe tips or different things like that, these are all things that are in our power that we can change. And even, you know, things as simple as, you know, putting on a little lip gloss instead of just walking out bare, you know, these are all things that we can do. And that's really what I'm more so addressing when it comes to that woman that's just dissatisfied. You know, let's talk about why you're dissatisfied, and let's talk about why you're not taking advantage of the opportunity that you have to make a change.
Oh, wow. And I chuckled. I had to laugh because I told a friend who, if she happens to listen, not saying that she's dissatisfied with her look, but I told her the other day, look, just put some pink lip gloss on. That's all you got to do.
Yes.
Comb your hair and put some pink lip gloss on.
I'd be surprised to see how much of a difference that makes, because it truly does.
Well, if the barn needs paint, paint it.
Exactly.
So this is another one. You wrote the book for the person that may be feeling, I wish I looked like her. I wish I looked like her. What do you say to that person?
Well, kind of touching back on what we were talking about with social media, you know, in this day and time, I believe that envy and jealousy is probably at an all-time high. And connected to that, you know, just dissatisfaction based off of comparison, not really off of dissatisfaction. I was telling someone yesterday, I've realized that in life, a lot of times when we feel like we failed or we feel like, you know, we've missed the mark, it's not that we actually missed the mark. It's that we didn't hit based off of what other people have done. And I say all that to say, you know, comparison is really the thief of joy.
Yes.
And
yes.
And women especially have a habit of just constantly comparing themselves to other women. And I think it's important to understand that you can look to other women as sources of inspiration, but they should never be sources of comparison or grounds for comparison.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And that is one of my most favorite quotes. Comparison is the thief of joy, the assassinator of joy, the killer of joy. I love that. Wonderful. Now, one other thing for the person you wrote the book for, and this is an interesting one. If he doesn't tell me I'm beautiful, I don't feel like I am. What do you say
to
that
person?
That's
a good one.
Yeah.
So many women. And I feel like every issue you've said, I've said so many women, but it really is the truth.
Yeah.
So many women look to men for personal gratification, or they really place their entire worth and self-esteem in being validated by someone else. And what people fail to realize is that, you know, you can be beautiful to him today, and if you get on his nerves, you could be ugly to him tomorrow. And it's totally unhealthy to base your entire sense of self-worth and self-esteem in what someone else thinks. And the reality is, if you're constantly looking for approval, you're never going to be dissatisfied, because there's always going to be somebody, you know, for every man that thinks you're gorgeous, there's another man that thinks the girl that just walked past is cuter. And that's just a fact. So to that woman, you know, I really address just the process of growing to love the woman that you are and accepting who you are and being able to look in the mirror and say that I love you and you're beautiful. You look, girl, you look good today. You wearing that dress, girl.
Yeah, that self-talk, that good self-talk. I love that. I love that. J. Renee, let listeners know how they can pick up a copy of your book.
My book is available on my website, allthingsjrenee.com, as well as on Amazon. It's available for Amazon Kindle, as well as Barnes & Noble online.
Wonderful. And how can they connect with you on social media?
I am on Instagram at allthingsjrenee. I'm on Twitter at allthingsjrenee, and I'm on Facebook. My name is J. Renee, but you can find me at facebook.com/allthingsjrenee. Keep it simple.
All right. Yes, keep it simple. Keep it simple. And I mentioned earlier that you have a celebrity experience, a hairstylist and makeup artist. How did you get into being able to serve in the celebrity arena?
Well, honestly, I putting myself in the right place at the right time. It started off when I first began doing makeup. You know, I had made it a point to connect with everyone that was doing or people that were doing things that I wanted to do. So I had heard of different, you know, really well-known makeup artists in the area. And so I had added these people on social media. And a few years ago, the Stellar Awards when the Stellar Awards was still in Nashville, one of the makeup artists for the Stellar Awards dropped out at the last minute, and the key artist had posted a tweet and said they needed a makeup artist. And, you know, send me your link for your, you know, your work or whatever. I sent my social media links. And then, you know, next thing I know, the first year they got me, though, I was on rookie duty. I worked all day. I was powdering noses and doing all the stuff that they didn't want me to do or that no one else really wanted to do. But then next year, I was you know, back in the room, and from there it just began to build and grow, and opportunities just began to come. But it all started because of the fact that I just humbly put myself in a position, you know, where I would be connected to other people that were doing what I really wanted to do.
Fabulous, and it has paid off, and it is continuing to pay off. So, listeners, pick up your copy of The Upgrade by J. Renee, allthingsjrenee.com. I have tweeted and tagged on Facebook and Instagram, so those are easy connection points. If you missed anything we said, there you go. And so, J. Renee, my last question for you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Honestly, just knowing that my purpose is so much bigger than me, and knowing that, you know, there are tons of women that I've yet to meet, and there are tons of lives that I've yet to, you know, touch and influence, and just the whole idea of knowing that something that I'm doing or something that I'm saying could change someone's life is what makes me want to keep going.
All right. Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, it's been great catching up with you on the show and just sharing you with our listeners, and we wish you much more continued success.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to go to a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment with Nina Jacobs. She's hanging out in the virtual green room. She's going to help you organize your life. Listen, she's going to help you organize your life. She is empowered and empowers you and really helps people with the physical, mental, and emotional clutter that's holding you back from living the life you deserve. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But listen, heard all across the world wide web, and I'm super excited to be moving into my second segment because my guest is from Richmond as well. You know, I talk to people all over the country and abroad, and so it's really great when I can actually interview someone who's in the same city with me. Isn't that wonderful? So listen, coming up, Nina Jacobs is joining us. Listen, don't be thrown off course with all your clutter. She is here to help you with the physical, mental, and emotional clutter that may be holding you back. She is a holistic lifestyle coach, and she specializes in organizing, emotional freedom technique, aromatherapy. And I am telling you what, I had one conversation with her, and we started talking about things. I said, listen, you've got to come on the show. I also want to mention that she is vice president of the Richmond chapter of the National Association of Professional Organizers. So big shout out there. So listen, I'm going to the green room right now to bring Nina up to the mic on air. Hello, Nina. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Charvette. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on and helping us all here. So let's jump right on in. So tell us, how did you get in to organizing? How did that start for you?
Well, I've always been pretty good at keeping my space clean and always keeping track of everybody's birthdays and anniversaries. You know, my family would always call me and say, when is so-and-so's birthday? And, you know, I'd be calling them, reminding everybody. So I've always been an organized person. And I realized that that's where my strength lies. And when I found out that you could actually make a living doing it, boy, I was happy.
Yes. You said, okay, I can sign up for this. I can sign up for
that's
this.
That's right.
So you have those natural organizing skills. When did you realize, once you got into the organizing, specializing in organizing, that, okay, this is not just about cleaning up your office or, you know, cleaning up your residence, that there are some emotional connections and there are some mental connections to clutter? When did you make those distinctions?
Yeah, it's very early on. You start to realize they're not only letting you into their home, they're letting you into their mind and what they are experiencing. So that kind of hit home for me, that it's not just about the stuff that's in their home. And I wanted to try to find some natural approaches to be able to help them beyond just the physical external clutter. They, you know, I'm not a therapist, but you almost act as if you are a therapist to them. And I wanted to be able to have some tools and techniques to get them beyond just the stuff.
Okay, great, great, great. Now, I want to stop my listeners right now because I know some listeners are in their mind when they hear clutter, they're thinking of the TV show Hoarders. You know, and hoarder
right.
to the extreme, and hoarder there. But what was so interesting when I met you in person and you started talking about the different levels of clutter? Let's share that so that we can kind of open our listeners' minds, so they won't change the channel and say, "Oh no, this is not about me." But let's let them know, let them in on kind of the different levels and degrees of clutter.
Certainly. Well, there are 5 levels of clutter, and you can find the hoarding scale on the chronicdisorganization.org. It's a free download, so you can try to, you know, evaluate yourself if you feel that you are in one of those situations. But the level 1 is basically anybody and everybody who has stuff in their home. So everybody is a level 1 type hoarder. To some degree. They have stuff. They might have some piles of paper, but they can move about freely in their home. Beyond that, it increases, the scale changes, meaning you might not be able to walk out of a major exit. You know, that's the next level. And then it goes up from there where things are just unclean, unsafe, almost, and then up to the point where there are rodents and those types of things. So that's up to the level 5.
Okay.
I specifically don't work with hoarders, but there are people who do specialize in that.
Great. So you're looking at, you deal primarily with like level 1, level 2s.
Correct.
Cool. And we were talking that level 2, if you have your Christmas tree up and it's blocking a, you know, an exit, say a big screen door or what have you out to your deck, that would qualify.
That does qualify as being level 2 because that is would be a fire hazard, because that's a way for you to be able to get out in an emergency. So that's considered, that would be considered a level 2. If you have your Christmas tree in front of a sliding glass door or somewhere going out to a deck.
All right. So there you go, listeners. I just wanted to make sure you had kind of the baseline information. And so certainly your company, Ship Shape, where you do the holistic life coaching, people can connect with you. And if they feel like, okay, I've got a lot of clutter going on, I need some help, what are kind of some of the things that you may ask to help assess where they are, you know, with this that they're dealing with?
Well, I do in-home assessments, or if it's virtual organizing where they're in a different state or city, we basically go through and ask, you know, what is their vision. We just go through each of the rooms to see what their struggles are. We also find out, you know, if they have ADD, ADHD, any physical disabilities that might hinder them from doing any type of organizing. So there's a lot to the assessment process.
Okay, so if there is something like ADHD, or that could be causing some of the clutter or a hindrance to getting clear of the clutter?
Everybody organizes differently. So
okay.
You need to take into consideration that not everyone's going to organize like you. Everybody's different. So with ADHD, they tend to like things out versus put away. So you have to keep in mind, you know, how their brain works. Everybody's brain is going to work differently. And everyone has different habits in how they handle things. So you want to create better habits and a style that's going to work best for them.
All right. There you go. ShipShapeLifestyle.com is where you can find more information. ShipShapeLifestyle.com right there. All right. So let's talk about, and I love that your website has testimonials, you know, of people that you have been able to work with, video, actually, of a client that you were able, you know, able to work with. And one person said, you know, they just felt completely overwhelmed running three small businesses with their husband. And, you know, you were able to listen and kind of get a sense of their vision and help make a system to keep them, you know, to keep it organized. And so is the system or the process kind of standard for each person once you kind of get clear, or is it customized that each person kind of needs something different to kind of stay organized?
Yeah, each person needs something a little different. The particular client you were referring to with three different businesses, we decided to have three different colored types of folders, one for each business. So it would be easier for her to file things away, pull things, and know which business color was associated with which one. So that was a system that worked best for her. But that may not work for someone else. So
okay.
It's just a matter of that particular client and their needs and assessing and just talking it over with them to see where they are and what direction they need to go in.
All right. So the last thing about the organizing piece, people that are listening right now, do you have maybe three tips, like something that people can go do right now in their office, in their home, three kind of basic tips to help them feel more organized?
Sure. One thing that they can do is just pick one drawer. It doesn't have to be any drawer in their home, and just start discarding things out of it. They don't have to organize it. Just start to discard the things that they don't need. That in itself will make you feel better and more light. It really makes a difference when you realize, wow, I could do this. I really can take the time and do it. And it doesn't take but a few minutes to do something so small. Making your bed every day sets a precedence, and it also makes your room look a lot cleaner. But again, it's all about creating habits in your home and, you know, doing those types of things. And just finding, just doing a daily pickup in the evening and in the morning. Morning setting a routine for yourself, and in the evening have yourself a little checklist of everything that needs to be done before you go to bed.
All right, there you go. Tips right there, listeners. You can implement today to feel more organized. All right, so let's talk about the essential oils and the aromatherapy and how that all kind of ties into things.
Fantastic. Yeah, aromatherapy is extremely effective. Many of my clients have chosen to use these. They are, essential oils have been around since the biblical times and even before with Egyptians. So they create wonderful feelings of balance, you know, for your moods. They're also wonderful just for your immune system as well. But really, when you're working with clutter, you tend to get very anxious. Some people just are procrastinators, so they need to feel more motivated. And the essential oils that I use are Young Living oils, and there are many that help with help with the nervous system in that capacity, and help to get you motivated to do things.
Wonderful. And so do you have any particular, like we know it's widely known that lavender often helps with, like lavender and calamine help with sleeping or help you rest well. Are there any others kind of that have specific tasks that they help you with or they help do for you?
Yeah, there's one called Peace and Calming that it does exactly what it says. It's for peace and calming. To help you relax you so you're not feeling so overwhelmed. There's one of the newest oils called Aroma Ease, And that's sort of like the real butterflies in the stomach, when you are feeling that that jittery feeling. So those are just a few examples of ones that can help you when you're getting ready to organize or starting to feel that overwhelming feeling to use.
Perfect. And so once someone purchases the essential oils, and what do they do with the oil from there?
Great question. It can be applied topically to specific parts of the body. Usually people will put it on their neck, on their wrists, the back of their neck. Those are some of the places where they can be applied. Or it can be diffused in a diffuser. Young Living has a kit where you can purchase a diffuser with some oils, and you put in cold distilled water, because the oil will cling to the water particle molecules and go through the diffuser, and it goes into the air. So you're inhaling them, and when you inhale it, it goes right to the emotional control part of your brain. So within 3 seconds of smelling it, it goes right to that part of your brain, which is the limbic system.
Whoa. So, listeners, see, you didn't even know aromatherapy had all this benefit for you. So I think it's great that you offer, you know, on your website to say, hey, you know, contact me first so I can help, you know, determine which therapeutic-grade essential oil, you know, is best for your lifestyle. So how would someone get in contact with you if they're really interested in experiencing aromatherapy?
Absolutely. They can email me. Certainly at Nina@shipshapelifestyle.com. I am also on Facebook, which is Shipshape Lifestyle Coach. Those are the best ways to get in touch with me.
Perfect. And I have also tweeted her. So if you're on Twitter and you're following us on Twitter, you can connect there. Also connected on Facebook personal page and the Ship Shape. And, yes, we're saying S-H-I-P and then Shape, S-H-A-P-E. All right, there you go. And also if they go to your website, shipshapelifestyle.com, you have a free offer for them so they can receive a free guide to declutter their life.
Absolutely. I have put together a nice comprehensive packet to help people declutter using all of these tools and techniques. And I just think it's fun and very informative and very effective to my clients. So I wanted to share it with everybody else.
Perfect. So that's an offer for you guys. You can go and grab that offer from her website. And so for the aromatherapy portion, if you actually do sell the oils as well, so they can actually purchase, not only just get consultation of what to use, but you have the ability to supply the oil as well.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I will help them figure out what would work best for them. And we would go ahead and make that purchase.
All right. There you go. One-stop shopping. All right. And so, again, I want to also emphasize that even though you are in Richmond, yay, I got to meet you in person, you can do this virtually. And so we have listeners, again, from all over, so you can virtually coach and help with this. So you are not alone. You don't have to feel left out. All right, so let's talk about emotional freedom technique. What is it? How does it all work? And all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, emotional freedom technique is a very natural, non-invasive healing process that can help people let go of what is holding them back in life. And this is for people who may have gone through some type of trauma, experiencing a lot of anger and fear, carrying these emotions around with them. And what emotional freedom technique does is basically you are tapping on different parts of your body to release negative emotions. The mind and the body are, because they are connected, mm-hmm. and if your mind takes a snapshot of an experience, it does get stored in the body. So whether you have a positive experience or a negative experience, it's going to get stored in your body. So what you want to do is, if you've had a negative experience, your body's going to feel it, and it gets stored there, and you're going to probably think about it for years to come. Or something you may have forgotten about, but something will trigger it, and all of a sudden you have all of this fear and anxiety and all these emotions start coming up about it. Well, tapping on different parts of your body will help release those emotional blocks. I know it sounds crazy, but it is highly effective. It's so easy, it doesn't hurt, and it works.
And is this similar to, is this where kind of the massage therapist may get any, do they pull from tapping any, or is that related at all?
Massage therapists, they may massage on certain parts, puncture. So you're tapping on different acupuncture points, but this is acupuncture without needles. There's no pain involved in this process.
Got it.
So there's no needles involved.
And when we met, you talked about how you met a gentleman who, and I think he was a veteran, and how you used this technique, and he received, you know, immediate he felt healing, and he received immediate relief.
Yes, he was in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he had a lot of anger issues. Specifically from, not only just from being there, but also from things from his childhood too, and which was very traumatic. So I think that, you know, we only had a 1 hour session at that particular time when we had spoken, and we really had made some great strides. He said the experience was, he knew the experience happened to him, but he felt like he was watching someone else experiencing it. He didn't have that emotion behind it, the negative emotion behind what had happened to him. He knew it happened to him, but he just didn't feel it that way, which is fantastic, because he no longer carried that negative feeling around, the anger and so forth. So it's truly amazing.
Wonderful. So if you are wanting more information about that, again, holistic, you know, you, Anita, you specialize in holistic. Would you say alternative? Do you have people define kind of what you do in a sense as alternative?
I would say it's more working with the mind, body, and spirit. It is a very holistic approach to healing.
Perfect.
And removing the clutter. Yeah.
And removing the clutter. All right.
Yeah.
And so are there books that are out that you would recommend, you know, around health and wellness and as far as organizing that people, you know, could get a hold of?
Sure. There's several great books that are out there that are very easy to follow. One of them is Organizing from the Inside Out. And Julie Morgenstern wrote that book. There are a few others. There's one for those who have ADD. It's called ADD Friendly Ways to Organize Your Life, which is a wonderful book. And one last one I'd like to recommend is by Peter Walsh. His book is called Enough Already. So it's about, you know, clearing mental clutter to become the better you.
All right. Wonderful. The better you. I love that. And I love that your website has, you know, places, recommended places for donations. So while you're clearing out the clutter, you know, getting rid of things, you have a list of places like, hey, you know, you can give donations away of maybe the things that you are clearing out, you know, to get that done. And I love also the reference to staging redesign for realtors. So a lot of times when people are getting ready to put their house on the market, that's when the anxiety and the overwhelmness comes from, and it's like, where did all this stuff come from? Where is this stuff coming from?
Exactly.
And you're already stressed because you're looking at the interest rate and you got to have your deposit. And so how an organizer may very well be a good tool, a good resource during that time that can kind of say, you know, you got to strip down, you know, to the bare bones, because people are not going to buy if they come in a house and they feel clutter. You know, would you agree?
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah. I mean, that's just the best way to go, is to really focus on, you know, discarding as much as you possibly can. We accumulate so much in such short periods of time that we spend the second half of our life getting rid of it. So
yeah,
it's really important, you know, to be mindful of what you're bringing into your home. And actually, you asked me about some tips for decluttering earlier. Another one is, if you're bringing one thing in, you better be bringing one thing back out.
Mm. So. And does that thing need to be the same cut? So if you buy shoes, you need to throw away a pair of shoes? Or if I buy a pair of shoes,
yeah,
can I throw away a skirt?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're, as long as you're rotating things, I think that's really
mm-hmm.
important. But, yeah, my rule is, if you're bringing a book in, many people are very big on have a love of books and have a love of shoes and all of those types of things. You know, you should probably take one of those out if you're bringing one of those in.
All right. Another tip for you right there. Another tip. Okay. And have you seen, when working with people regarding their residence versus someone you may be working with regarding their office, what are the challenges maybe between the two different kind of organizational needs or clutter needs?
Yeah. With office organization, you're dealing a lot with paper. Not that we don't deal with paper in our homes, but there's a lot more object clutter in the home. When
mm-hmm.
you're in the office, you're dealing a lot more with paper clutter, and that tends to be a little bit more mentally draining, and it's a slower process. So, you know, take your time, be gentle with yourself. It can be a struggle when you're dealing with paper, but in the end, it always ends up working out great, as long as you're being mindful and keep that vision of how you want your office, you want your office to look like.
All right, there you go. Wow, okay. So one more time, give listeners all of your contact information, how they can interact with you.
Absolutely. You can find me through my website, which is shipshapelifestyle.com. My email is Nina, N-I-N-A, at shipshapelifestyle.com. And, of course, you can always follow me on Facebook, which is Ship Shape Lifestyle Coach. I'm also on Twitter, which is at shipshape.org.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. And my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, great question, Charvette. I would have to say that, you know, my family and my friends are really supportive of what I do, and I would say that having them behind me helps to motivate me. I'm always a learner, always wanting to challenge myself. I think readers are leaders, so I constantly read and try to find things that are going to be more helpful to my clients and helpful to myself in my own journey in this. So I would say that that being to reading and, you know, always read, always try to better yourself in doing whatever it is that your goal is in life. And I would say having the people behind me that are other holistic healers in this area have been truly joyful to surround myself with, who constantly motivate me.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, I love that. I'm just glad we had an opportunity to share you with the listeners today, because it was just so interesting when I sat down and chatted with you. So listeners, give Nina Jacobs a big round of applause. All right, Nina, thank you again for stopping by the show.
Thank you so much. I so enjoyed this, and I hope to hear from some of you listeners. I'd love to get your feedback. And thank you, Charvette. It's been wonderful.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Thank you. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to be a wrap for today's show. We started the top of the hour out. Really, the whole show kind of flowed together, if you think about it. We started the top of the hour out chatting with Jay Renee. And I'm telling you what, beauty industry professional, but her book around the upgrade and really making changes internally, not trying to focus so much on your outside, but making changes internally. And then the things you can change on the outside, go ahead and change them. Stop tripping. Don't struggle over it. So check out Jay Renee and her book, The Upgrade. And then we rolled right on into chatting with Nina Jacobs, helping us to get organized and think about organization. Aromatherapy and then tapping. And listen, you just heard a lot of good stuff today. So as always, jump over to charvette.com. I have blog posts on both of our guests and links to their websites. And I've been tagging in Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. And so you can always connect there. And so charvette.com is the place to be. And then make sure if you don't have a website for your business, for your company, for your church, for your organization, shameless plug, Charvette Mitchell, Mitchell Productions is ready to assist you with that. And you can actually connect about that on charvette.com right on the About page. We'll take you right over to the web design services and also social media coaching. And make sure you're following me on Facebook, facebook.com/charvette. Just click the follow button, and it's my personal page, and you see all of my personal public posts. It's a great connection point there. So that's going to be a wrap for today, and we're going to check back with y'all next week. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.